This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump delivering his State of the Union address last night, again claiming victory over ISIS and saying it's time to bring U.S. troops home from Syria as well as Afghanistan.
Our troops have fought with unmatched valor, and thanks to their bravery, we are now able to pursue a possible political solution.
President Trump saying great nations don't fight foolish wars for years, what he called ridiculous partisan investigations. For the first time in U.S. history, an African-American woman gave the opposing party's response. Democrat Stacey Abrams says she doesn't agree with President Trump on many issues, but she also doesn't want him to fail. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
More now on last night's State of the Union address and some of those in attendance by invitation. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
One of the people President Trump inviting to attend the address on Capitol Hill, a boy bullied over his last name. Joshua Trump, harassed by classmates at his school in Delaware, his parents telling local TV stations their son cursed at, in addition to being called an idiot and stupid. Now also invited to the State of the Union, a 9-year-old girl who has survived brain cancer and relatives of a couple killed in their Reno, Nevada home by an illegal alien. The president also inviting a Holocaust survivor who survives the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue, where 11 people shot and killed while praying.
A North Texas man is dead after his vape pen exploded. The Tarrant County Medical Examiner says the Fort Worth resident was killed when an artery was severed by remains of that device. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The governor of New Mexico is withdrawing National Guard troops from the state's southern border. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham saying yesterday she rejects President Trump's contention that there's an overwhelming national security crisis at New Mexico's southern border and said the area is home to some of the safest communities in the nation. She also announced that she'll be sending more humanitarian aid to the border where migrants and asylum seekers continue to appear. The jury in the trial of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman will be back for a third day of deliberations, that is, in Brooklyn, New York today. Jurors in the federal trial of the alleged Mexican drug lord concluding their second day of deliberations yesterday without reaching a verdict. The jury heard about 200 hours of testimony from over 55 witnesses during a 2.5-month long trial. Guzman's lawyers argue the real cartel boss is another man who they say bribed the Mexican government to frame Guzman, who faces life in prison if convicted. And Major League Baseball is responding to the controversy surrounding the patriarch of the family that owns the Chicago Cubs. A published series of emails shows Joe Ricketts sharing and endorsing racist and Islamophobic jokes MLB releasing a statement saying the content's extremely offensive and at odds with the game's values and principles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it is the morning after, and good to have you with us 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper joins us now, nationally recognized legal commentator, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, and co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. You've been up all night, have you not? It seems like I saw you on TV very late last night, and God bless you for your insight.
Well, it's always a pleasure to come on the program, and with such a thrilling experience to watch this president demonstrate the genuine love and affection that he has for this country, it was actually not a chore to be up after midnight and telling the American people about it.
And I agree with you, Horace. I think it was invigorating. It was encouraging. The State of the Union is strong. This president reminded everybody of what he has done in 2 short years in spite of the negative media.
I've said this often, but I think it bears repeating. There is a real difference between encountering a person who genuinely is fond of you, really values you, mm-hmm. really thinks highly of you. And when you hear the president speak, especially last night, what you saw is someone who thinks of America really as that city on a hill, really as an exceptional and marvelous place. Not a place that needs to be fundamentally transformed.
Exactly.
Not a place whose missteps and errors are the only issues to be judged by. The contrast between this president and his predecessor in terms of how much, I mean, just the idea of understanding that every child, born or unborn, is created in the image of God. That's a truism.
Right.
But it was acknowledged last night in the context of what kind of country are we? We're a country that should be celebrated, not a country that is worth being denigrated.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And he did this right there in front of this antithetical force that weeks before celebrated, you know, what is going to lead to infanticide.
Absolutely.
And it is disgusting. And he laid it right there in stark contrast. And as you say, the genuineness, I mean, outside of, you know, the Washington Times, New York Times, you know, trying to give us an image of President Trump, here he is from his mouth to our ears. And as you say, the one thing about sincerity, you cannot fake it. You sense when somebody really has it and it's coming from their heart. And that's what encourages me, because as you know, Horace, and you're the same way. I mean, we're fighting for, you know, the things that our founding fathers believed in. We're fighting for this great American experiment. And the Democrats on the other side are willing to abandon it all and, you know, pursue socialism in the face of what we're seeing in Venezuela. Forget about history, you know, and forget about what you may have missed in your civics class or history class in school. I mean, we're seeing right before us socialism, the poster child of socialism right now in Venezuela.
Our president looks across America and he sees basically a decent people, a group of individuals organized in a way that are worthy of being celebrated. You know, he announced something that the mainstream media should have been trumpeting, and that is that we are now the largest global producer of natural gas and oil on the planet, and that for the first time in generations, we are now a net exporter of energy. There are countries, if they had that status, that used to have that status, in fact, would have a national holiday, would actually be reverential about how amazing this accomplishment is. I watched him say this, all of the jobs that this represents, all of the access to lower energy costs. It's been a pretty cold winter, and Americans are getting a break as a result of it. I watched him talk about this, and then see the left, the progressives, the radicals, sit on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Would they really want us to break the budget and not be able to afford our prescription drugs because heating costs are so high?
Exactly.
That it's nearly a month's payment rent when you go and fill up your vehicle at the tank? Is that really what they want? I just can't imagine what a mindset exists when you artificially stymie the potential of America. But for nearly 8 years of the Obama administration, in every dynamic way possible, we were stymied. We were limited. We were restricted. And the American people suffered as a result.
Exactly. Well, he did everything he could, I believe, to reach across, you know, the party line, embracing the women in white and getting them to stand up and cheer. And, you know, he had a little bit of fun there in a positive way in celebrating, you know, the ceilings that have been broken. And it's been his administration. They don't want to admit it, but it's been his administration that has been championing the cause, has it not?
Another contrast. When the president laid out his vision, it was a vision that's in sync with America. It's a vision that's in sync with this experiment in liberty, the idea that people are going to be freed to make their own choices and not subject to the whatever random and restrictions that government might place on them. Mm-hmm. Look at that contrast with Stacey Abrams, who spoke after him. It was a litany of the government is going to do this, we're going to regulate that, we're going to control this. I don't have a problem if a person says, I see a concern, I see an issue, I want to highlight some of the folks in America that may have been left behind. But the irony is that our president's policies have actually been targeted, not by design, but by the nature of freedom to help those who are most marginalized. The growing economy has worked to aggressively reach these kind of achievements. More handicapped Americans are now in the workplace than have ever been in American history. We keep continually setting records for women, for blacks, for
Hispanics,
Latinos, for Asians.
Mm-hmm.
That's the achievement of liberty and freedom, not the dictate of Washington, D.C., as Stacey Abrams presented it.
I'll tell you, the left is having a hard time. You know, flash polls being what they are, you take them in stride. But nonetheless, 76% of the viewers, according to the flash poll, even by CNN standards, approved of you know, Trump's State of the Union. And, of course, that really bothered them. So they had to figure out a way to get it below, you know, below 50%, so then they give you just the Democrat side. 43% of Democrats approve. You know, so it's it is amazing. You know, when you have something so positive, you have that antithetical force that becomes so obvious, and we're seeing them for who they are. More from Horace Cooper on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country. Yeah!
I'll tell you, if that didn't chicken skin you, I don't know what did. There was so much emotion in this State of the Union. Horace Cooper continues with us, legal commentary, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. You know, for me, Horace, this was very emotional. I found myself, you know, tearing up, you know, several times throughout this speech. And I don't know if there's been anybody since Ronald Reagan who was able to utilize, you know, some key people in the audience to reinforce the story, to put, you know, to put meat and soul and spirit on the experience and this great American experiment.
You know, the White House released the names of the people that they were planning to invite, and the media was unable to connect the dots. The media was unable to understand or comprehend what this beautiful mosaic of America is. I was really excited when I was a little kid. The space program was such an important part of who our country is. And when the president introduced Buzz Aldrin, it was really a moment. I asked myself, why have we stepped away from this kind of remarkable accomplishment that our country is capable of doing? Why have we settled for so much less? We literally pay Russia $75 million a launch to take our astronauts to the International Space Station. Something that we put into place, and something that we've got the capability of doing for ourselves. But then he actually presented, as he was speaking throughout, it wasn't one big jumble. He laid out an introduction, and when he mentioned Judah Sumay, who was in Pittsburgh, one of the survivors that of that horrific shooting, little would we know that as a Holocaust survivor, he also have been introducing the rescuer of that person. And this is what Americans do. We do these impossible. We do these amazing things. And that's why we're worthy of admiration and celebration. It is the really, really height of irony. There are millions of people desperately desiring to come to this place because of who we are. And there are people born and raised here who hold what we are in such disdain. They publicly say that America needs to be fundamentally transformed. This is really a disconnect. But what he did helped to remind us by showing who we are as a people. It doesn't surprise me that 76% of Americans in a CBS poll said that they thought this was an exceptional presentation. 59% of CNN viewers said that this was amazingly remarkable. Not just good, but superior, and that they agreed with his presentation. That's because that's what Americans think.
Exactly. Well, and to your point earlier, why there's such a disconnect on the left, because they saw this, you know, as a boring speech. I mean, to hear the comments, the commentators, you know, on CNN and other liberal outlets, it was like, what speech did you see? I mean, were you on the right channel? I mean, what happened? You know, most of America was very enthusiastic about it, very encouraged, as you say. The president laid out a vision for this country and at the same time reminding us of our rich heritage. I mean, it wasn't like a giant leap. Let's like do something that's out of our character. I mean, that's why I never understood President Obama's idea of fundamentally transforming America. People applauded. They got all excited, but I don't think they understood what he said. And my question was, fundamentally transform, you know, to what?
Well, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And if you go to your spouse and you say, honey, you know, I kind of really like you, but you're going to have to lose weight. Honey, the morning breath thing, I've got a problem with. Honey, I really don't like your hobbies. Honey, you go down this list, I promise you, at the Valentine's Day dinner, it's not going to go well for you. And yet, that's what the left does in too many instances when it comes to America. Here we had a circumstance last fall where a man was named to the United States Supreme Court, an exceptional, remarkable mind. And someone stepped forward and made claims that we as Americans want to be sympathetic to, but they were unable to substantiate those.
Exactly.
The left said, you got to believe it. You got to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we now see a lieutenant governor and a governor who find themselves embroiled in the standards set up by the left.
Exactly.
And the left, their silence on all of this is remarkable. We don't need hypocrisy. We need unalloyed adoration, and that's what the president gave us last night.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, you mentioned Judah Samet, and it was very touching. I was wondering if they were going to sing Happy Birthday, and sure enough, just at that moment, I was wondering if the response was there, and I started hearing, you know, people singing Happy Birthday to him, and of course, the president very honestly said, hey, they won't do that for me.
Yeah, but he joined in. I mean, this
yes.
is one of the only time, and I've been watching these for a while, the only time that kind of spontaneity occurred. But that's who we are as a people.
Exactly.
It is remarkable, and it is an accomplishment. And what we ought to be seeing is a country coming forward to choose greatness, just as the president said. The beauty of this event, and what I really hope we'll see, is more occasions where the president talks from his heart in this way, where he communicates with the American people in this way, and then the media is going to have to say, like that country western song, who are you going to believe, us or your lion eyes?
Lion eyes, exactly. Horace, what is it with Nancy Pelosi, who's been talking about technology at the board and everything, that she was dealing with these large placards, and she kept fumbling through this? I guess she was trying to follow the speech. Heaven knows, but it's like, would somebody get her an iPad or something, and then also maybe just keep an eye on Vice President Pence to know when to stand up and when to sit down. I mean, she was a misguided Catholic in a Catholic mass and just missed all the cues or something. It was hysterical.
She couldn't even stand up when the president said that we ought to ban abortions at
yes.
the point where an unborn child can actually feel pain. But you know, I got sent a meme early this morning while I was making coffee, and it showed the president standing there, Vice President Pence standing up, and she, instead of looking at placards, it said, Mueller report. So it gives you a little idea that she may be pursuing a wholly different vision.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats took control of the House of Representatives in 2006. In 4 short years, they lost control. Now, that's the question. Will this extremism even cut that time in half?
And speaking of memes, they're trying to save Nancy Pelosi with the clap meme. I don't know if you've seen that. There were just too many other moments, and they were so awkward and distracting. You're going, you know, somebody help her out. Like I said, get her an iPad or something. Maybe she can follow it a little bit more efficiently, as opposed to as cumbersome and awkward as it became. Horace Cooper, as always, we appreciate the insight. Appreciate you coming on the show. You know, all the best to you. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to come on. Thank you.
You got it. Horace Cooper with the Project 21 co-chair on Bill Martinez Live. Just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you struggling with serious emotional and physical illness? Do you know someone who is? The book Yeshua Prescription is now available at ChristianHealingOils.com, along with sacred anointing oil formulated directly from the Bible. Based on the healing techniques and teachings of Jesus and the Scriptures, this book provides a step-by-step guide for healing all facets of life, including health, relationships, abuse, addictions, betrayal, and more. Author Elise Monet takes you on a deep journey into truth and surrender, two of the primary keys to unlocking Jesus' power in your life by applying her AAA healing system and Christian healing oils. The miracles of Jesus come alive within you, healing mind, body, and spirit. The Yeshua prescription is available today for only $14.95 and sacred Christian healing oils for $24.95 per 10 milliliter bottle. For a limited time, go to ChristianHealingOils.com and receive free shipping with every order. That's ChristianHealingOils.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump delivering his State of the Union address last night, again claiming victory over ISIS and saying it's time to bring U.S. troops home from Syria as well as Afghanistan.
Our troops have fought with unmatched valor, and thanks to their bravery, we are now able to pursue a possible political solution.
President Trump saying great nations don't fight foolish wars for years. The president also demanding an end to what he called ridiculous partisan investigations. For the first time in U.S. history, an African-American woman gave the opposing party's response. Democrat Stacey Abrams says she doesn't agree with President Trump on many issues, but she also doesn't want him to fail. And this is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in the limits. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us, coming at you every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Jenny Beth Martin joins us now, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. After last night, I feel like I'm walking a little bit lighter, greatly encouraged by the president's casting vision of this country, reminding us of our rich heritage in a very practical sense, utilizing people in the audience that are just walking manifestations of our rich history. It was such a blessing.
It really was, and he used the people's stories, their life stories, to show the greatness of America, and to explain it and make it where people can envision what we mean when we say we want America to be great. We want it to be great for every American.
Exactly.
And it was inspiring, and it was an exceptional speech.
You know, when he started bringing out, veterans and, and especially one veteran, sitting next to the very person that he had freed many, many years earlier from Dachau. My thought, Jenny Beth, was, I mean, this is just one of the many, and yes, we're losing these stories, stories in terms of live manifestations, because we continue to lose our precious vets from World War II on a daily basis. But still, you still, you know, I still thought that there's so many more stories like that to be told that are being shared in households across the country. And, you know, and this is why there was such a, you know, in the flash poll, very disappointingly for those on the left, so many of Americans connected with it. And the left, this again just demonstrates how disconnected they are from Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman, when it was like, what, 76%, according to one flash poll, approved and were very encouraged by this State of the Union.
Yes, CBS had that poll, 72% approved, 76% approved, and 72% approved of what he outlined for immigration and border security. The one thing that I thought of as I watched the stories of these people and thinking about what our entire world endured during World War II. A lot of times as Americans, we talk about how bad everything is right now, and it's terrible, and we're experiencing the worst thing ever, and we're in tyranny, and a very pessimistic view of America rather than an optimistic view of America. And one thing I've said to people who are involved in the Tea Party movement over the last decade is our country has faced so many more darker times than what we are dealing with right now. Things are, we've had bad times, we've had good times, but we're not in the middle of a world war. We're not in the middle of a civil war.
Exactly.
And I think that there was one thing that I think it reminds, I hope that it reminds people, as bad as we might think it is right now, you know, we've got our cell phones and instant access to the internet and shopping right in our hands. We're not dealing with what our country and the entire world faced really just a few short years ago when you think about it.
And we're certainly not dealing with anything like Venezuela, 800 million% inflation. And you've got a movement, you know, within our own government, trying to, you know, move us more towards a socialistic perspective. But the president made it real clear, and there was a clear approval that America will never be a socialist country.
That is exactly right. And, of course, the people who are on the left who are campaigning on socialism, they groaned and they didn't cheer and didn't stand for this. And I just sit there thinking, is what happened in Venezuela what you want to see happen in America?
Because yeah, you want to see that to happen to your kids?
Right, exactly. Because socialism, it does not work. It leads to a very bad outcome, and it has happened over and over around the world.
So, exactly.
I'm glad he painted a very stark contrast. And as Americans, we're going to have our work cut out for us to make sure that younger Americans understand the difference in socialism and capitalism and what freedom means and how important it is.
Without a doubt. Jenny Beth, about the only partisan moment that I recall, which got some groans, the left didn't like it at all, and that was, you know, when he referred to, if it hadn't been for him, America would probably have been at war with North Korea by now.
Well, you know, there are people who may not like hearing that. So the president is there to explain how what kind of precarious situations we've been in and the work that he is doing to make sure he keeps our country safe and to make sure that we're not in endless wars and that we are in, when we do have to engage, that we're engaged in a way that's smart, that protects America and puts America and Americans' interests first.
And he addressed childhood cancer and highlighted the 10-year-old girl. Oh my goodness! You know, my eyes welled up with tears over that because I thought, you know, for all of us that have had 10-year-old daughters, your heart goes out to that family and this precious, precious young girl. You know, thank God it looks like her future is bright again.
It does look like her future is bright, and I watched that. I watched the State of the Union with my 15-year-old daughter, and just thank God that I have healthy children, and pray for those who are fighting cancer, especially childhood cancer. And he went from that to paid family leave, and at some point we can debate paid family leave, but he talked about these things, you know, the importance of helping children to live and to survive and to help families after the birth of children. It painted that with such an, just the pivot from those topics to defending life and standing against partial birth abortion and infanticide, which
exactly.
is what we've heard from the left in the last week, was such a sharp contrast. And I think it was a very good pivot between life and fighting for life versus what we saw from the governor of Virginia last week.
Without a doubt. Jenny Beth, I think the Democrats were shocked that the press, speaking of the whole abortion issue, that he brought it front and center, that 800,000-pound gorilla that was lying in the room. They seemed stunned that he even brought it up.
Well, I'm sure that they are stunned, because how many times have we had a president, a Republican president or Republicans who run for office who will talk about the importance of stopping partial birth of abortion mm-hmm. and life in a campaign speech, but then they don't really stand for it in other times. And this is a man who, when he campaigned during the debate, he painted a sharper contrast with that and defended life more strongly than anything that I have experienced in my adult life, than I've mm-hmm. watched in a presidential candidate in my adult life. I wasn't surprised to hear it last night. And I was glad. I was thankful that he was president so that we had someone who has the courage and the tenacity to stand up and say infanticide and partial birth abortion and aborting babies in delivery is wrong.
Well, their skulls are blowing up because they don't see the president as a moral agent. But that comes with the office. And Donald Trump is embracing that. And I believe he offered some moral clarity on so many issues, including social justice.
He really did. And he showed that we can have compassion for people who serve time and to help them reform and to find bipartisan solutions so they can get back into the workforce in America again.
Well, as you say, there's been other presidents talk about it. This president is doing it. He is fulfilling promises. And that was real clear and very encouraging. And it was from his mouth to the ears of the citizens of America. And we were all blessed for that. Jenny Beth Martin, the president co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, always, we appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Toyota. Toyota introduces the new 2019 Corolla hatchback. The fun-to-drive model evokes style without compromise while boosting Toyota's newest, most technologically advanced features in a small car. With its lengthy list of standard features that includes Intune 3.0 with Apple CarPlay and Amazon Alexa connectivity, a revised Sport 2 suspension, and Toyota SafetySense 2.0, Corolla hatchback strikes a resounding chord with drivers who value authenticity, utility, safety, and style. Peter Greenberg, Emmy-winning investigative reporter.
I grew up driving a small stick-shift car with no power. It was a struggle. But what I've discovered with the Corolla hatchback is a powerful manual transmission car with surprising balance. It's fun to drive and can actually haul all of my stuff for a road trip that gets me there and back on just one tank of gas, not to mention accessibility to the affordable destinations I write about.
For more, visit Toyota.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
There's nothing anywhere in the world that can compete with America. We must step boldly and bravely into the next chapter of this great American adventure. And we must create a new standard of living for the 21st century. An amazing quality of life for all of our citizens is within reach. We can make our community safer, our family stronger, our culture richer, our faith deeper, and our middle class bigger and more prosperous than ever before.
From last night's State of the Union, President Donald Trump, the second State of the Union, and I would say clearly the best and one of the best in the modern era. Dr. Tom Borelli joins us now, an energy climate change expert and contributor with Conservative Review, America's Voice. And we see him regularly on Fox News. He and his wife, Deneen, are quite busy fighting the good fight on behalf of we the people. Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Great to be back with you.
Hey, always good to have you on the show, Tom. On the surface, give me your broad brush, response to the president's speech last night.
Well, I thought it was absolutely fantastic. What a masterful job of listing a huge number of accomplishments, as well as really striking an emotional chord. It was, you know, a four-star speech. Normally, these speeches I find quite boring because it's normally just blank platitudes and high-soaring statements with very little fact or sense of accomplishment. But President Trump really listed what he has done for the economy, for job creation, what he's done for energy, being the number one producer of oil and natural gas. And I think after something like 60 years or so, we're actually exporting energy. This is just an amazing list of accomplishments. And then the softer emotional tones. I mean, obviously, the ones that are really kind of really emotional and almost tear-jerking is the poor families whose grandparents were killed by illegal aliens.
Right.
But also on the other side, the hero policeman who went into that synagogue, who's gone through a number of
12 surgeries and more to look forward to.
And it really goes to the unifying tone of his speech that America really is an exceptional country, although he didn't use those exact words. But he just mentioned what we've done over the ages with respect to even in that chamber regarding voting in, rights for blacks, Voter Rights Act, and things of that nature. It was just really an amazing speech.
And again, how many women are now in government? Celebrating that, is happening. I mean, for the first time, you got 57% of the job force is made up of women. There's lots of positive things there, and you wonder, what the media would want us to believe is that, suburban women cannot relate to Trump, and he's delivering on promises. Black America, lowest unemployment in their history, Hispanics, Asian. I mean, it just goes on and on.
No, that's absolutely right. And one of the lines I really liked, and I think he really got it in some ways, I don't know if it was purposeful, but he really trapped, Democrat elected officials, because, he mentioned how, obviously, the large number of women working. And then, previously he had mentioned that, he mentioned that elected officials are elites, and they serve themselves, not the people, with respect to the wall. And then he mentions that this Congress has the highest number of women that have been elected or are now on Congress, and they cheered for themselves.
Yes.
So he almost made the point, right? The largest ovation from that large group of women who were elected was for themselves.
Right.
It certainly wasn't to stop late-term abortion.
No.
There's nothing there. This certainly was kind of, I think, Representative Ocasio-Cortez was like, frozen when he mentioned something about human trafficking on the wall with respect to needing border security. They didn't know what to do. So I think it was really masterful in terms of it was really hard for the Democrats not to clap with the way the speech was constructed.
Mm-hmm.
But yet some of them found a way.
Well, and quite a lesson in history and how he utilized members in the audience to, to demonstrate real life stories. I got to imagine, Tom, I know there were some, Democrats there in the room, people that have been disconnected from the Constitution and the rich history of our country and what makes us exceptional. I know people, cringe sometimes when they hear that word, but the fact of the matter is that, we've earned our exceptionalism. It's not like we just, did nothing and felt like we should be entitled to it. I mean, the history of our founding fathers in starting this country, with a blank sheet of paper and coming up with a form of government that lives today and that has a bright future. And that's the challenging opportunity that the president laid before everybody. What are we going to do today? I mean, here we've got this time in history. What are we going to do? Are we going to fuss and fight and litigate, or are we going to come together as Americans, not as partisans, but as Americans for the greater good?
No, absolutely. And I think the polls really, following the President's State of the Union address really show that. I think CBS had a snap poll where something like 76% approved the speech.
Right.
That's an amazing supermajority.
Right.
And because he gave this address that was really for all Americans, and if you were sitting and listening, you really couldn't disagree with really anything that he said with respect to where he's putting the country.
Right.
And to your point about American exceptionalism, he started off with the World War II heroes. Thank God they're still alive. And, the 15,000 that paratrooped in and the 60,000 that stormed the beaches. And then at the end, he circled back to the, one of the veterans that helped, release, the Jews that were stuck in a concentration camp.
And the very guy that he frees up from Dachau.
Saluted the man.
Yes. Yeah. It was absolutely, precious. Everything from, here we are, we're talking about a new space force that's on the horizon. And, we talk about our accomplishments in space and Buzz Aldrin. You go from that to a 10-year-old with cancer who is now recovering from cancer and saying, look, this is our future. And we've got to put money, dedicate funds, towards cancer research for children.
No, absolutely. And we can, but what we need to do, which he's starting to address, is, you know, the commitments that we have overseas where we're overcommitted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, NATO needs to pay up, and I believe they're finally starting to pay up.
Right, over $100 billion of new money.
Right.
Had it not been for Donald Trump, it would not be there, Tom.
Absolutely correct. We don't need to be the policeman of the world. And his remarks about Afghanistan and Syria are very well taken.
Exactly.
We have to watch China and Russia. We need to take more of that money over there and put it over here for things like cancer research. Again, it's all part of the American First agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And he's delivering on all his campaign promises.
And Tom, the left and the media, like, they're such geniuses. They've got, you know, war figured out and, you know, the military and everything, and they're all up in arms because the president disagrees with his generals. Well, that's the way it happens. I mean, Abraham Lincoln didn't agree with his generals. When you are the president of the United States, you sit on top all by yourself. You are the one, you know, that God has chosen, if I might say that, to be the instrument of justice for this country. And Donald Trump has been given wisdom and insight. And, and when it comes down to it, the buck stops with him truly. And he is saying, look at, this is what leadership does. It takes you from where you are to where you need to be. You know, people have been complaining for a long time. We don't need to be the police of the world. We don't need to be fighting these endless wars. I mean, when is enough enough? 19 years in Afghanistan. And then, they're afraid we're just going to abandon the area and ISIS is going to take over again. But he smartly says, wait a minute, I have other plans here. I mean, we've got this gorgeous multi-billion-dollar base in Iraq that we're going to pivot off of. We're not that far away that if ISIS should raise its head again, then hello, here we come, you know, if need be. Hopefully they don't, because I think whether it's ISIS or the Taliban, those in the area, they've been fighting these endless wars for thousands of years. Maybe they've just had it. Maybe they're ready to just focus on their families and, live in peace. We could only hope so. But if not, if the United States needs to come back and formulate a defense against or an offense against something as radical as ISIS once again, then it can be done.
Oh, absolutely. Remember, former President Obama, he went against the advice of his generals, and ISIS started to spring up, but he didn't go right back in and take them out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm sure if President Trump saw that ISIS was starting to collect in one area, they would be gone.
Well, what he did that people underestimate, Tom, and being a bit of a military guy myself, and not that I'm at the general level whatsoever, but I am one to give our soldiers a fair chance to be victorious. I want to give them the tools, and I want to empower them when they're on the field of battle and somebody is trying to kill them. I want them to have the freedom to know that we've got their back. Is that he did change the rules of engagement, and in doing that, it made a huge difference for our fighting men and women.
Absolutely. Can't be. Soldiers aren't nation builders. They're warriors.
Amen. Amen. Well, Tom Borelli, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you so much. All the best to you and Deneen. And, I'll tell you, I know the Dems' heads are exploding and they're having a hard time fighting back this incredible presentation of the State of the Union. So we'll continue to watch to see what they do.
It's a good day.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer.